First Battle of Manassas, it took place on July the 21st of 1861. It was 100 days after the firing upon Fort Sumter, and this will be the first major battle of the Civil War. And inasmuch as it had been that short period of time since the hostilities had taken place between the two sides, the Union, the Confederacy, the North, the South, ample time had not been accorded the armies to properly train their men. The men who fought here that day, they were ill-trained. They had little military discipline. The uniforms that were on the field here that day, they were of state and local issue, and many, many of them, they were in civilian clothes. Now I'm going to give you an important factor. There were over 200 different types of uniforms that were on the field here that day. Now all of these factors are going to have an effect upon the events that took place here. This is north, and this is south. And the road that you turned off of to come into here to the Visitor Center, that's known as the Sudley Manassas Road, Martin Route 234, and it runs north and south. And north of us here, about 3 miles, there's a church. It's known as the Sudley Methodist Church, and the Sudley Manassas Road, it runs near there, and then it's a direct route to Manassas Junction, and Manassas Junction about 6 miles here to our south. And Manassas Junction was very important to the Confederacy, for it was through here that two railroads met. There was the Manassas Gap Railroad, came out of the lower Shenandoah Valley, and then it met with this other railroad, which is known as the Orange and Alexander Railroad. And these two railroads, they still exist today. The Orange and Alexander Railroad came out of Washington, and Washington, about 26 miles off in this direction here. And then after the two railroads that met, the Orange and Alexander Railroad continued on south to Gordonsville, Charlottesville, and then it'd make its way on over to Richmond. And Richmond's about 100 miles off in this direction here. By July the 20th, the Confederacy had been able to mass about 30,000 men here. And they were under the commands of General Joseph Johnston and a General Pierre G.T. Beauregard. And they had established their defensive positions along this stream that is known as Bull Run. And Bull Run is located about a mile and a half due east of us here, and it runs north and south. And as you may imagine how a creek or a stream would runs, it's much in a squiggly manner. A mile and a half due east of us here, there's a crossing over the Bull Run, which is known as the Stone Bridge. And it was there at the Stone Bridge that the Confederates had established their furthest left flank. And then their defensive positions continued on south along the Bull Run for 7 miles to a crossing that was just below Manassas Junction. Well, meanwhile, the Union Army, they were forming in and around Washington. And they were under the commands of General Irvin McDowell. And General McDowell, he had an army of 37,000 men. And it was on July the 16th that he began his march out of Washington to this Manassas Bull Run area. And en route, as they were coming out of Washington, they were joined by a little over 200 civilians. These civilians, they were in their carriages, and they consisted of congressmen and other Washington dignitaries and their families, and they came as near as Centerville. And Centerville, a little hamlet about 5 miles here to our east, and it used to be a little hamlet. Gonna leave the civilians there for now. Pick them up a little bit later on in the tour. By July the 18th, the forward contingent of McDowell's army had arrived here in this Manassas Bull Run area, and at that time, the two sides, they did make contact, and there were skirmishes that took place along the Bull Run for the next 2 days. By the evening of July the 20th, the Confederate commander, General Beauregard, he had a plan. And his plan was to attack the Union Army's left flank, and this was going to take place the next day on July the 21st at a crossing that was just below Manassas Junction. Well, at the same time, the Union Army commander, General McDowell, he had a plan. And his plan was to attack the Confederates' left flank. And this was going to take place the next day on July the 21st. Only with his plan, he was going to create a diversion at the Confederates' left flank, which would be the Stone Bridge. And then he was going to send a large portion of his army north on a wide flank movement, who then in turn would be turning back south, coming down that Sudley Road with a purpose in mind. They're going to get behind the Confederates' defensive positions that's there along the Bull Run. General Beauregard's plan, the Confederate plan, it failed to materialize due to miscarriages to his orders. And so it was a Sunday morning, about 6 o'clock in the morning, July the 21st, that the Confederate commander at the Stone Bridge, Colonel Nathan Evans, he came under fire. Then about 8:30, his men had reported to him of seeing sunlight that was gleaming off of bayonets of Union columns that were moving north. And then about this same time, Colonel Evans had received a message from a signal station. Now, the Confederates had erected a number of these signal stations, and they extended from this area and all the way to Manassas Junction. Manassas Junction, here 6 miles here to our south. They used a flag signal system. This was known as the wigwag system, and it was the first time it had ever been used. And the message to Colonel Evans read, "Look to your left, you are turned." And it was with this information, it was Colonel Evans of the Confederate forces, he knew what the operational plans of the Union Army was, that was just a diversion, that he was being fired upon there at the Stone Bridge, and that the Union Army, they were moving north, and they're going to be turning back south, coming down that Sudley Road with a purpose to get behind those Confederate defensive positions that was there along the Bull Run. So now, having set the stage as such, if you follow me now, we're going to move out further into the battlefield. And as I promised, I'm going to endeavor to take you back into time, take you back into history, and describe those events that took place here on that day, July the 21st, 1861. If you follow me now,